Chinese moxibustion at home. Moxibustion is the burning of tiny cones of loose mugwort, Artemisia argii, on certain acupuncture points. This method activates the acupoints with heat. When done correctly, it will add yang qi function to the body. Moxa on specific points will activate different areas of the body. Since our objective is to stimulate healing of the eyes, the moxa methods used are designed to do just that. Moxa sticks and loose moxa can be ordered through acupuncture supply companies. A few are listed in Appendix 2. The technique of burning moxa is fairly simple. This method is especially effective for ARMD, glaucoma, retinitis pigmentosa, and patterns where the spleen and kidney yang qi is weak, causing qi and blood stagnation. Moxibustion strengthens the qi and warms the yang, generating metabolic heat, which will improve circulation to the eyes. Moxotherapy should be performed daily for 1 to 3 months. Different methods produce various degrees of smoke in the room. Where thread moxa will produce little smoke, using a moxa stick will produce significantly more smoke. To reduce the amount of smoke, you may open windows for cross-ventilation, use an air cleaner, or use smokeless moxa. Smokeless moxa can be ordered from the same companies. Moxa stick. Procedure. Obtain moxa sticks from any acupuncture supply company. To extinguish the moxa stick after use, simply place uncooked rice in a small bowl or cup and set the burning end into the uncooked rice. Do not use sand, as its grains are too small and will stick to the moxa. You can do this each time you use your moxa stick. Using a lighter, ignite the moxa stick at one end. Some come wrapped in an extra outer layer of paper, and you may need to remove this before lighting. Once the moxa is smoldering, the lit end is placed about 1/2 inch above the surface of the skin. You may vary the distance according to your heat tolerance, but please be sure to use caution and avoid burning yourself. Thermal stimulation is burned over the acupoints for about 5 minutes each, or until the skin becomes red and very warm to the touch. You can use a method called sparrow pecking, where the moxa stick is pecked up and down, directly above the acupoint. This method quickly activates circulation of qi and blood, adding the hot yang qi. Moxa cones and thread moxa. Procedure. These are two names for the same thing. Obtain loose moxa from a supply company, and use a very small amount to roll between the thumb and forefinger. Roll lightly, forming a loose, thin thread of moxa about the size of a grain of rice. Make sure not to roll it too tightly, and keep the size that of a grain of rice. Roll yourself a few threads or cones, the amount you'll need. Apply a small amount of tiger balm or other type of menthol rub on the point where you will be placing the moxa cone. Stand the moxa cone up, perpendicularly, directly on the point. Light the end of the moxa with a burning incense stick. As the moxa cone burns down, you will feel the heat get more intense. Remove the moxa cone between your two fingers or with tweezers when it becomes too hot. Please be careful not to burn yourself. You are much better off removing the moxa cone before it gets too hot than waiting and risking a burn. If you do burn yourself, you can apply the Chinese burn ointment called Qing Wan Hong, available at supply companies. The result is that your skin should be red and hot to the touch, without blistering. You can start with 2 to 3 cones, and work your way up to 12 cones per point treated, or as indicated. The following chart lists a few eye conditions and moxa treatments. These points can be done with either thread moxa or using a moxa stick. eye condition, open-angle glaucoma. Points to moxa. Moxa point on the middle of the knuckles of the second joint of the thumb and middle finger. Also, ST36 and 40. Eye condition, optic nerve atrophy, optic neuritis. Points to moxa, SI6, LI1, GB37. Eye condition, ARMD, wet and dry, Stargardt's. Points to moxa, SP6, ST36, CV6. Condition, diabetic retinopathy. Points to moxa, SP3, ST36, ST40, CV8, navel with ginger, KI1. Retinitis pigmentosa and night blindness. Points to moxa, ST36, SP6, CV8, navel with aconite root, low back area, and KI1. Moxa glasses. Moxa glasses are fairly modern and were created decades ago in mainland China. Originally, the shells were placed over the eyes and held there by hand. Their method of use was specifically designed for treating degenerative eye conditions. Moxa glasses are made of walnut shells soaked in Juhua tea, chrysanthemum. They are soaked for about a week, and then may be attached to pipe cleaners. The pipe cleaners are bent in the shape of eyeglass frames to hold two walnut shells over the eyes, like reading glasses. The pipe cleaner is bent into circles to hold the shells, and then the arms of the pipe cleaner glasses will go around the ears. You'll want to attach one for each arm. Attach two more pipe cleaners, one to each lens holder, and bend them in an L shape over the shells. You can intertwine 2 to 3 pipe cleaners to strengthen this structure if needed to hold the moxa. Two pieces of moxa stick are broken off and stuck onto the pipe cleaners so that they sit about 1/2 inch above the shells. Placing the moxa on the pipe cleaners is done by running the pipe cleaner through the center of the moxa piece, the long way. The moxa sticks are lit, and the yang qi heat penetrates the eyes, increasing circulation of qi and blood. I have also seen a pair of these glasses made by popping out the lenses of old reading glasses and placing the walnut shells where the lenses should be. Then, copper wire is wrapped around the arms of the glasses, with the other end bent over the walnut shells to hold the moxa. This therapy can be done every day for 1 month, taking a break for a week, and then resuming. In most cases, it is best to seek a licensed practitioner trained in this method to have it performed in their office, or at least initially, with a step-by-step demonstration. Most traditional Chinese medicine practitioners should be familiar with this method. If you are bold enough to try this on your own, please use extreme caution, as the moxa ashes can fall if not placed on the pipe cleaners correctly. It is also never a good idea to do this method alone. Moxa shells. Moxa shell therapy is even more recent than moxa glasses, and I first learned of it through a practitioner in Israel who was using snail shell moxa for wet type ARMD. In addition to acupuncture, Dr. Shmuel Halevi uses moxa cones directly on the snail shells to stop retinal bleeding and repair leaky blood vessels. Amazing! 1 week after reading his article, I had an opportunity to try this on a patient who had a sudden leakage due to wet type ARMD. After her ophthalmologist made sure that she was stable, we did the snail shell moxa daily for 2 weeks, 5 days a week. Her vision dramatically improved, and upon her return to her ophthalmologist for a checkup, she had no more leaks. The patient reported that after the moxa treatments, her vision was better than before the leak occurred. I used herbs as well, Yunnan Paiyao, in this case. Although this method was effective, I found the snail shells difficult to keep the moxa cones on, and they took a fairly long time to heat up. I decided to use regular clam shells to see if I could get the same result. After treating 6 people, I saw that the results were no different, and these shells seemed to work a bit easier for me. Clinically, I have used this method only for wet-type ARMD and retinal bleeding. There could very well be more clinical applications for this method. However, it is still too early to tell.